I hope your day is full of orange leaves and pumpkins and crisp apples and sweaters. I don't know. It's a fall intro, sweeties. What's up, my lovers, my friends? It is I, Shank, reporting live from Shank Studios at Mastermind for another episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Gabby Lamb. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Gabby Lamb, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, I'm coming to Skankfest this weekend. I will be there this Thursday through Monday. So if you're in Vegas, come say hi. I love to meet you guys and I can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. I will also be in Texas most likely early next week. You can find dates at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter for more information about that. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Make sure to subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineShank. Buy some merch. And we have an amazing episode of Shank for you with Gabby. But before we get into this week's episode, I just want to tell you about one thing, and that sucks. Yeah, look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If not, ask yourself why, you dirty dog. You need socks. They protect your most valuable assets, your toesies. Cover them up, decorate them, put on dinosaurs, put on dumplings, whatever you're into. There's a pair of socks for you. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3 ohyah.com. Discount code Sarah10. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Gabby Lamb. Everyone, here it is. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I'm not an AA. So I'm like, is it weird to say the slogan as like a
my someone culture who just drank last week? Costume. Yeah.
I'm like, should I say progress, not perfection? I was like, no, stay in your lane, bitch.
Yeah. Stay in your alcoholic.
You're not.
lane. Actually, no, you're not an alcoholic. So, yeah. If you were an alcoholic, you would know.
Yeah.
Things would be a lot worse for you.
Really?
Probably. You wouldn't be able to drink and have fun.
You just get drunk and ruin your life.
Yeah. Which maybe you do that. But
no.
Yeah, see, you don't do that.
Knock on wood.
It would already hit you.
Oh,
you
know? It would have hit me. Well, yeah, now I'm just like, I'm too old to get into heavy, heavy drinking.
See, but if you were an alcoholic, you'd be like, there's nothing stopping me.
I'd find a way.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't stop. Yeah, you're good.
This is where I find out not only am I an alcoholic, but I have clownish makeup.
Yeah.
You know, like the hits just keep on coming, no, sweetie.
Then they do, sweetie. And again, I can't wait for this to come out. And then for the people that watch this to comment on my appearance and say, she's looking gross as ever. To me, it's always, dude.
What's that? Last episode, you got positive messages.
It's so funny. I do read comments. We talk about this every time I read comments. It's just the read comments once in a while. And even like on my own podcast, when I'm so sad, just a suicidal, people still be like, you fucking bitch. And I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, they just.
I can't wait till you get suicidal and do it, and then nobody cares. People would care if I did it. But the ones that are like, do it, bitch, nobody's gonna care because you're alone.
Yeah, you're
I've got
an
a support system. Exactly.
It's an incel situation.
Yeah.
They love being in the comments.
We love being in the comments.
We're probably going to activate them too. I don't want to summon the demons.
I love
the
to
incel demons.
Yeah. What's going on with you, girl?
I mean, I just got back from Texas. It was a lot of heavy meats.
That's a lot of meat. Texas fucking sucks. How was it?
Austin's fun.
Austin's the only good part of Texas.
I went to Houston for like 15 minutes and I was like, never again.
Isn't Beyonce from Houston? Yeah, she is. H-Town.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Queen's origin story.
I do for some reason.
Did you see her in concert?
I didn't.
You didn't liquidate any assets to go see Beyonce?
I honestly didn't. I know.
Like, I want to go. I wish someone said, hey, Sarah, I got Beyonce tickets.
If I had access to free tickets, yeah, but I'm not gonna shell out $150
to see her.
Girl, I got other things to spend my money on.
Tattoos.
Cat food.
Cat mom.
Yeah, literally pimple patches. I don't know. We've got things, you know.
Yeah.
Coffee. Spend so much money on coffee.
Same.
Fuck, dude.
I'm like, yeah, it's $8, whatever.
Tarot cards. I've been.
You're in that place. You're consulting the deck.
The way that I have seen so, I've been to like so many, I've gotten so many fucking tarot readings in the past like couple months.
Were any of them spot on?
They've all been the same, which is interesting. They've that all kind of said the same thing, but you know, I've also had some atrocious readings in the past that give me hope, and then everything that they say is wrong. So
yeah, I've had that same thing happen.
Have you ever had any of them be accurate?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, like I had, okay, so when I was in college, I had this roommate in college whose mom had just died. Do you have a, is there a hum?
Yeah. Air went on.
Oh, okay, okay.
I live here.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she knows the hum of the AC unit. I was like, am I losing my mind? Am I hearing things that no one else is hearing? No. I'm hearing it's just a slight what happens.
We like to keep it cool in here.
Okay, okay, yeah. cool. Yeah. I'm not schizophrenic yet.
No, not yet. it also already probably would have hit.
Yeah, that's good.
Our mental illnesses start coming out in our 20s. Yeah, you're good.
You
listen
to podcasts.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So my friend in college, her mom died suddenly. And right before she died, they were getting ready for her sister's roommate. It's marriage. I mean, sorry. Okay, hold on. Let me back up. Her mom dies. My roommate's mom dies. My roommate's sister didn't know where her veil was for the wedding because the mom had put it somewhere.
Oh, God.
And didn't tell them.
Classic.
So then this family friend is like, we're going to get you a psychic to tell you where the veil is. And they were like, okay. They didn't think it was going to work. But then the psychic came and was like, the veil's in the second cupboard in the garage on the shelf.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I love hearing things like that.
So then... I got obsessed with her. I was like, I have to like meet up with this psychic. Can I have her number? I was like 23. I was like, let me find a way to get to the psychic. She came to my house. I paid her like $100 like 15 years ago. Okay. She came to my house, did a reading. Everything was so fucking spot on.
No.
So spot on.
God, I love this shit.
Then she was like, and at the time I was working at Bloomingdale's and I thought I wanted to be a fashion stylist. And she was like, you're going to be performing in theaters. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do like plays. I was like, what the fuck?
This is before stand-up?
Before stand-up. Stand-up wasn't even on my radar.
I'm
going to
flip this fucking table. Are you serious?
I swear to God, this was before stand-up. And
if I had a knife right now, I would fucking put my eyes out. I love this shit.
It was like everything was so specific and spot on.
And it gave me the chills,
right?
Yeah.
And then, like, she said things about my parents that were exactly right. She said things about my friends that were exactly right.
Bullshit.
She was like, oh, she has a drug problem and this girl did. Like, she knew everything.
No.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
So then, like, 15 years pass or mm-hmm. something, and I'm like, I got to find the psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So I find her. She's in Arizona. She comes to my parents' house and does like this whole reading for me after Brody dies. And she gives me like the craziest shit. I recorded the whole thing. But it was like the craziest reading I've ever had.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Can I have her info?
Yes.
How much does she charge now?
I don't know.
Don't because this
she doesn't like everyone to have her info.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm gonna ask her.
Okay. Really?
Because she stops. It's like a lot. I think it's like a big responsibility when you have that.
That kind of ability.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I know.
If she's open to it, will you get
yes.
her? Because I fucking gag for this shit.
I'm
so gullible for this shit. But like hearing when people have like really accurate readings.
No, it was really accurate. Like to the point where like during the reading I was like sobbing. It was like so accurate.
Wowie.
Yeah.
Did she do tarots or was it just psychic?
She sometimes it depends. Like if you have questions you want her to ask, then like you can just have a paper with your questions and then she can just pull cards. Or sometimes she pulls cards and see what comes up. I'm like super into this shit.
I'm so into this shit. I'm so.
What decks do you have?
I just bought one for myself.
Do you know which one it is?
It's like the tattoo tarot.
Can we look that up?
It's
is the art cool?
It is cool. It's like traditional tattoo art.
I'll show you my favorite deck. Is this exciting? Or is this just like two witches hanging out?
I guess I get so into this shit.
Yeah, I'll show you my favorite deck.
I just got into using a... Oh, it's that first one.
Oh, that one's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I just got into using a pendulum. Have you ever used one before?
No.
I'm like, is this real?
Did it seem real?
I mean, I use it like every day.
And does it seem right?
I don't know.
Do I have to shit?
Like, literally, it's like... The other day I asked if my roommate was home, and it kept saying no, but she was. And I was like, okay, you fucking liar.
No.
But then I was like, I didn't know where my keys were. I was like, are my keys in my purse? And it said no. And I was like, where the fuck are they? And it was right. They weren't in my purse. Or okay. my bed. But okay. Yeah, I don't know. I ask it a lot of, yeah, that's the deck.
Well, the question is, how do you know if you're holding the pendulum steady enough?
Because I get viciously watching.
In my head, like, the second I'm like, don't move it, I'm like Parkinson's-ing out.
Well, it's weird because it does, you watch it not move. So okay. I can hold it really still. And when I'm not thinking of anything, it's really still. But then when I ask it things, I can ask it to like go counterclockwise, clockwise, and it does it.
It does the direction you request.
Yeah, it's really weird.
No, not the direction. I wish you had it.
I can do it with this.
Oh, you have this, one on you.
This isn't the one that I use all the time, but it's like anything.
Is this a good idea?
Summoning? I don't know.
No, we're not going to be. We're good witches.
Watch, it doesn't work. It'd be so embarrassing.
Good witches.
Also, okay, let's see if I can get it. So it's like you can kind of do it with like,
oh man.
This is where I am right now. This is where I am right now in my life. I'm like,
I'm going to tarot card readers. And I'm like, down.
Yeah, I am too. Because it's fun. Okay, so it's like, let's see if I can hold it steady enough. Let's see, I'm so caffeinated. But I was using it with this one. Hold on. I don't want to like bore your fucking. Okay. So I'm a little shaky.
Yeah.
I'm a little shaky, but okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Go show me yes. I'm really trying to hold it so still.
Whoa.
Show me no.
No. No, it's doing it.
It is doing it. So my other pendulum swings different ways. Go counterclockwise.
Wait, how does it know?
I'm trying so hard not to move. Look at it. You see it's doing it, though?
Yeah.
Go clockwise. Look at it. It's so crazy.
That is so crazy.
Okay. Am I with Sarah? Well, wait, hold on. Should I stay still?
It says, yeah.
Am I with Sarah? It's so wild, dude.
Did it just say yes?
It's saying yes, yeah. Is today Thursday?
No. It's doing it. What the fuck?
Thank you, pendulum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, pendulum. Favorite thing that you've done thus far in the podcast.
It is some witch shit, dude.
What just happened?
You're in a cult.
You're in a fucking cult. This is where I'm at, dude. This is what my
sad girl witch cult
literally
come through.
This is what I've been pushed to.
We've all been pushed here. Yeah. Tell me you've been dating in LA without telling me you've been dating in LA.
Truly.
How many tarot decks do you have?
God.
I'll show you my favorite deck.
Okay.
I'm sure people at home are dying to know.
I know. I'm sure the
male audience. I like the unknown animal tarot.
I'm really bad at tarot. I don't know how to do it.
They're not like the classic.
I don't get it.
This deck is my favorite.
I don't get how to do it.
Okay. It's like all. It's the spirit animal.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
I've seen her.
It's all animals, which I like because sometimes the tarot cards be scary. I look at it, it's like a death sign, but it doesn't mean anything bad. It's just like a fresh restart. I'm like, do I want to be called a fool?
Yeah.
Or do I want to see an ox?
Yeah.
Give me the ox.
No. Yeah, I get it.
Give me the watercolored ox. Give me the butterfly.
Mine has like clowns and devils.
And knives. Yeah. Like swords and stuff.
Just, yeah, dead women. I'm like, okay.
Like skulls and... yeah.
Just gutted dead women, yeah.
And you're like, this feels like we're doing something bad.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's really pretty. That's a classic one, the Wild Unknown one.
This one?
Yeah, that one's really pretty. Hmm. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway. For the witches out there.
Yeah, this is my new hobby. So you ask what I've been
up to. It's Witch Wednesday, sweetie. When this comes out, it'll be Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. It's not a Thursday, according to my pendulum.
I'm like, it's Witch Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in to Witch Wednesday. Now we're going to pull out a cauldron.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just like,
I'd be so into it. Into it now. I've fallen.
Do you like go to like those stores? Like the.
Yes, dude.
Can't. Do you have crystals?
Now I do.
Do you do moon rituals?
No. You got to do the moon rituals.
You got to do the moon rituals when things really change.
I've been doing so much. I've been meditating for like an hour a fucking day with like visualization shit.
That's good.
It is good. I wish I could maintain feeling good because I'll do it. I feel so good. And then I come out of it and I'm just like.
Where do you meditate at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For how long? 30 minutes?
An hour.
Oh, an hour? That's a long ass time.
It's a really long time.
The longest I've ever done is 20 minutes.
I've been doing Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Oh.
And he does guided hour-long fucking meditations.
Are they cool?
They're great. They're amazing. He's amazing. They're really good. It's just it's an hour. Luckily for me, I don't do anything, so I've got a fucking hour to kill.
Have you been painting?
No, I haven't been doing shit, dude.
Really?
I'm meditating and getting my tarot cards
and
read.
And pulling out a pendulum.
Pulling out a pendulum, yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right?
Yeah, I'd like to be making money, but you know.
But do you feel like painting?
No, not at all.
You don't?
I have no artistic inclination right now.
Are you feeling better than the last time when you came on this podcast?
Yes. The last time I came on this podcast, I was extremely fragile. Right. I'm still fragile.
Right.
I'm still extremely fragile, but not as
raw.
Not as raw, but still I have like now I have like longer pockets of joy.
Okay, that makes sense.
The past couple of months have just been extremely difficult, but now I have like days where it's like I'll have like 8 hours where I feel good and then I'll only cry a little bit.
Right.
You know, just shit's going on. Just a lot of shit's coming up. Started EMDR therapy.
How do you like that?
I think so. It's hard to tell.
Do they make you visualize your trauma and then do something with your eyes?
For me, the technique they're using with me is like it's finger movement. So it's like you think of something like a negative situation.
And then.
Mm-hmm. And you focus on
people who really benefited from that.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's helping?
I really can't tell because I still have so much. I'm really working on quieting obsessive thought patterns because I have that too, like looped. Yes. I get really stuck in like obsessive negative thinking. And it's been sending like me into full, it's been sending my body into like full blown panic attacks. And so I've been like, that's why I wanted to get into the therapies because like I really need help with quieting my obsessive thoughts. Because I'll just, something will happen and I'll be like, and what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? And then I'm just like in a loop.
Spiral.
Horrible.
But can you, this is one thing that helped me because I get like that too. Start substituting the negative thought for a positive thought.
Yeah.
And then let that ripple out.
I've been
trying.
So,
like, get into, like, a flow state of, like, positivity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I, like, listen to Abraham Hicks.
Love Abraham Hicks.
Yeah. I've listened to her every morning for, like, 2 years.
Really?
And it changed my life.
Really? Yeah. Abraham Hicks is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just explains, like, we live in a vibrational universe. Yes. And when you change your thoughts, then your world changes because you're in vibration with
all
your thoughts. Yeah.
Literally. It's like all the Dr. Joe Dispenza shit, too. It's just like you create your reality. And it's so hard, you know, when you're in a state of, like,
pain
and desperation and, like, negative obsession. Because it's, like, for me, it's so, I mean, you know, it's been my whole life. My whole pattern of thinking has been that way. So like trying now to undo 32 years of just like deeply fucking like rooted thinking.
Yeah, and also, like, it's not our parents' fault, but, like, growing up with parents who are just regular people that don't have that, like, you know, they're negative and then you're around someone who's negative, mm-hmm. or, like, mm-hmm. they're angry and, like,
yeah.
and it gives you, like, this anxiety.
It's also, it's all, like, yeah, totally. And it's like, epigenetics, too. It's, like,
yeah,
what's been
passed down.
It's,
like, genetic.
Yeah, it's, like, what's been passed down to us from, like, from grandparent to grandparent to grandparent to grandparent. And, like, it's just, like, a deep unprocessing or, like, reprocessing of our own, like, shit.
Yeah.
So that's, like, why I think I've also been in just, like, so much fucking pain, because I'm just like, all right, like, we, it's, like, do or die, bitch. We gotta unlock.
Are you on any antidepressants?
Just started Lexapro again.
Okay. So that's what I think is, like, the best way to combat depression is just to do, like, all different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really lean into every
type of
self-care.
You gotta do all of them.
You gotta work out. You gotta, yeah. like, because that helps with your mental state.
Yeah.
Meditation, mm-hmm. like
journaling.
Stupid
I've been doing
stuff.
So
it
much
seems
journaling.
Stupid, like self-care, but it makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
Like taking a bath, working out,
yeah.
like just doing something for yourself instead of like, because when you're also in a relationship, you do so much for like the other person.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like kind of like treat yourself like you're your boyfriend.
I'm really leaning into like, yeah. yeah, dude, and like affirmations, which I used to fucking hate, but like it's like that thing of like you have to feel it in yourself. So like every time now I have like negative thoughts, I keep trying to like shower my like negative thoughts with just like feelings of like love and like joy, you know, or if like I start thinking like, oh, but what if this is gonna happen and I don't get what I want? It's just like, no, just like there's like love, 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 love. Just like it's all love. It's all, I'm like really fucking practicing like detachment too, because it's like we cause ourselves so much pain when we're attached to an outcome of something.
Yeah, detachment. When I did Al-Anon, that they were really big on detachment.
Really big, yeah.
And that really helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Al-Anon's all about, you know, releasing control. And, like, control is attachment to...
of an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just started ACA, which is...
like adult children.
Adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. So that's, like, another really heavy... It's, like, all so much at once.
So you're doing that, too?
Yeah. Regular therapy, EMDR therapy, adult children alcoholics.
But that's like Al-Anon, right?
Yes, children. but like worse. Al-Anon is like for
friends and family about
friends
alcoholics.
And family,
yeah, I did
and
it
it's like ACA is for the like the addict for the addict raised by addicts or in dysfunctional
oh,
families.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and it's
got it.
It's all about like the way that your upbringing conditioned your mind.
Damn.
Yeah.
What about heavy. Acupuncture? You've done that?
I have not, but I hear good things about it.
Yeah. You should do it.
I should do it.
Add it to the list, sweetie.
The tarot guy I went to was like, you got to get yourself to an infrared sauna. And I was
yeah,
like,
I was just going to say that.
Shut up.
That was going to be the next thing.
Shut up. Because that's what he said. He was like, infrared. That's what
it'll
you need.
It'll make you sleep. So it like calms down your nervous system.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Need. Okay.
It's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing.
It's
amazing.
So funny. Literally, the tarot guy was just like, infrared yoga. He was like reflexology, da da da, and
yeah,
I was like, okay. Yeah.
Why do you think I live where I live in the woo woo part of?
It's honestly, yeah, dude. So I was like walking around today, and I'm just like, I pay so much money. I see a fucking homeless woman screaming at, she's screaming at in front of Valvoline, those like, you know, like inflatable worm guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and she's just like, fuck you, and like spitting at it. And she's barefoot. And I'm just like, how do I pay so much rent to like walk out of my house
and
then
see
like
that.
Step over dog shit and a needle and then see this woman screaming at this inflatable tube guy?
That's kind of amazing, but also so dark.
And that's living in LA.
And that's life, baby.
Dude, my ex, he's from England, and he moved back to England. And when he was here, he was like fucking, he was bad alcoholic, really depressed, like got on all of these antidepressants and shit. And I talked to him recently, and he's just like, I'm fine now. I've just had to like be back in the country. Don't need to be on fucking meds anymore. And I'm like,
oh.
And I'm like, I bet. And he's like, you have to be when you're in like those big cities, because like you can't go out and be in the countryside. You know, like yeah, you're forced you to be in the city.
It's hard to regulate.
Yeah, so that's why we have to be fucking addicted to medication, because we don't have the English countryside to go out and jack off in. You know.
Would you move to the English countryside?
100%. It's so nice.
It's an option.
It is. It's not an option.
Like, anything's technically an option.
Anything in life an infinite is universe.
Life is long. Yeah. Anything is technically an option.
And it might be
one day.
What
if you
move
to, like, an England countryside and then just become, like, a really extreme artist? I could see that for you.
Maybe I could. Maybe I could. I'll just, you know.
Just painting babes with thick asses.
I'm in my 8th year of comedy. If shit doesn't go my way in the next, you could do comedy, I don't know, in England. 6 years, I wouldn't want to do comedy in England.
You wouldn't?
Well, I mean, if I lived in London, but I wouldn't want to live. I wouldn't want to move out of LA to go to London. No, I'd want to go to the fucking.
Have you been to London?
Yeah, but I'd want to go be in like the countryside. I'm not trying to move from a city to a city. If I'm going to leave here.
But you could also like move somewhere in California to like a more country-ish landscape.
Or Fresno? Where the fuck do we go?
Like Ojai?
Yeah, no, okay. Humboldt? No,
Humboldt is weird.
Humboldt is weird.
One time I flew to Humboldt, and when I was about to get onto the flight, there was a man who was taking his styrofoam cooler of goldfish through the TSA.
Okay.
Then he flew next to me with his fish.
Yeah, he did.
He stored them in the overhead container and then was reading a book on fish.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
To travel with your aquarium like that.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, I just got some sea snails, so.
Have fun and humble.
I was like, what's happening?
That's like literally the most humble thing I've ever heard.
Right?
Couldn't be more humble.
Well, I mean,
I just love, like, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else in California.
You like LA?
Yeah, I like LA.
You like it. Despite the needles.
Despite the needles and the homeless people.
I mean, same.
And,
it's like, that's why it's home, baby.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The lady yelling at the thing. Home wouldn't be feels LA. Like
yeah.
Home.
It wouldn't be LA if there wasn't that.
Right.
In front of the fucking Valvoline. Yeah.
I mean, Hollywood Boulevard. I just went on Hollywood Boulevard because I saw
Isn't it
movie.
So gross?
It's so weird.
It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up when people are like, we're in Hollywood.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yeah.
It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not. There's those impersonators everywhere.
Yeah, Minnie Mouse and like the most just like ratchet fucking costume you've ever seen. It's all like torn up. There's cum all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just disgusting.
And there's people taking pictures with her still.
Though. Yeah, and there are. And then if you don't tip her, she'll chase you.
She'll mug you.
She will. She'll fucking mug you, yeah.
She'll fucking you.
No, and she will. I've seen it.
Not the Minnie Mouse on Hollywood Boulevard. We're going to have to bleep out that.
Yeah, gotcha.
So,
I got
you. You will. I say it a lot on my podcast, and we stay bleeping.
You do?
Hell yeah.
That's how you know. That's how you get to keep it up.
And on my podcast, everybody's getting fucking raped. You have to bleep that out.
Bleep that out again.
You're good. I got the timestamp.
It's our city.
Yeah. I mean, it's just every story that people send us.
That's so heavy.
Fuck yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, my podcast is...
Have you been saging yourself?
This is... crystal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's heavy.
It is. It's heavy. The stories really start to bum me out after a while. I'm like, okay, you guys.
I know that the guys we fucked girls have that too. Like a lot of people who have those types of stories tell them those stories. It's heavy. But it's good maybe that they have a place to tell it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good for, not me, but good for them. I was thinking about today, I can't imagine the heavy burden of being a therapist. Like, how do you fucking function as a therapist? How do you, like, you're just carrying that shit with you all day, every day?
They all have therapists.
Fuck, dude. Imagine.
But, like, you have to really want to help people, I feel like, to be a good therapist.
Can you imagine, like, it's like you, can you imagine being a therapist?
No, I get invested in people's, in this shit people tell me, too.
Yeah. I'm like, then, like, if you have somebody with, like, a really heavy story, and then you're, like, dealing with a girl who's like,
I crashed my Mercedes today drunk driving.
And you're like, okay.
Right.
Or some shit like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
How do you do both?
I don't know how you do both. I don't know how you become a therapist. I think that being a therapist is probably really rewarding, but I also think it could be really, like, heart-wrenching. Like, if you have a client who's, like, suicidal and goes through with it.
Yeah.
And horrible. Then you're, like, the therapist. Like, could you imagine that? That's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
Like, and I think there's always this, like, I bet you feel like you kind of have to be on call if you're, like, a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've been with my psychiatrist, and he gets phone calls of people who are, like, bugging out. And he's like, I have to take this. I'll be right back. It's, like, an urgent emergency. Yeah.
And psychiatrists are, like, I'm like, can you? They don't do anything.
They don't? You don't like yours?
Oh, it's just the, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, bad. That's why I'm still seeing you. And he's like, all right, let's just up the meds. And I'm like, cool.
That
you
is
know?
What it is.
It's just that. I'm like,
it's like a 30 minute for me. Like, we talk, we catch up. He tells me I'm making mistakes left and right, and it's probably from some childhood shit.
See,
and then he sends
that.
Me off with a prescription, and I say, see you next month.
Yeah, see you next month.
Finger guns.
Yeah, literally, it's that. It's that. I'm like, I'm not. He's like, you drinking? I'm like, no. And he's like,
good.
Yeah, good. Still depressed? Yep. All right. Up in the dosage. Thanks.
But do you feel better since you've gotten on the medication?
Fuck if I know. Right. Honestly, well,
it's,
no.
It's also
know.
Healing's not linear. It happens in, like, moments, I feel like.
That's the thing. It's like,
slowly over time.
Yeah, maybe in a month or two I'll, like, really feel good. But, like, right now I still feel like, who knows? Like, I have no idea. Then, you know, as soon as this podcast ends, I could get in my car and start crying. I have no idea what to expect from myself these days.
Right.
You know, it's
and
like,
that's fine.
It's fine. I've stopped trying to figure it out. Cause, like, I've had days where I'm like, dude, I feel so good. Like, everything's like, fuck yeah. And then 3 hours later, I'm
crying.
Like, yeah. Dry heaving in my bed. And then I'm, like, upset at myself. I'm like, why? I was so good earlier. And now I'm just like, whatever, dude. It's like, whatever is going to happen to me throughout the day is, like, that's it. I can't predict it.
Right. Well, how long has it been since you were last on this podcast? A couple.
Maybe
months.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just takes time, don't you think?
Healing takes time.
Yes. And there can be
therapy,
days, and there can be days where you feel like you're making really big progress, and days where you feel like you haven't done anything and you're in the same place.
Yeah.
And that's just life.
Yeah. And it really is. I mean, it's like, yeah. And it's just like with getting into just like the undoing of all of the fucking trauma and really looking at your own shit. Like, that's what's hard because I've never really done it before. I've been in therapy forever, but it's like you can be in therapy for a million years and just like stay surface level, you know?
Right.
And now I'm like, dude, I need more. Like, because my pattern, like my thought patterns need to change. The way I think about myself needs to change. You know, it's like my self-esteem is so low. And now I'm really just like, we need to fucking get a hold on this. And it's hard. It's hard. Like, it's hard not being able to acknowledge any positive things about yourself. And I realize that, too. Like, I'm like, I've never been able to, like, actually look at myself and be like, hey, I really like myself.
Could you find 10 things that you like about yourself?
The way that it would take me an hour of, like, really just being, like, forcing myself to do it. That's why I'm doing so much work on myself right now, because I'm just like, girl, you can't keep walking around thinking, like, the world is going to fix you.
Right.
You know? Like, nobody's going to validate my existence. I have to fucking do it myself.
Right.
And
which is, I think, a common thing for people who do stand-up to feel in a way. Like, is it a comedian thing? So to like be like, because it's like also some days you're, it's like a head fuck. You're like, I'm on a stage telling people jokes.
Yeah.
So that they laugh. That makes me feel good.
Yeah. I know, dude, being a comedian is like a whole other level. It's like the average person has to exist with like already like, you know, like enough self-doubt. But then like as a comedian, it's like there's so much. We have so much work.
Yeah, you just have to like change the way you're thinking. Like right before I go on stage, I change the way I'm thinking. Like immediately.
Like how?
Like I used to listen to this Abraham Hicks thing on performance.
Oh, okay.
And it was just about how if you, the only thing you can control is the energy that you put out.
Yes.
Like yeah. You can't wait for the audience to make you feel good. Mm-hmm. You just have to show up 100% and be like, I'm having fun. I'm playful. I'm engaging in this energy.
Yeah.
You can either meet me here or you cannot.
Literally, and that's like the rule of life. It's like whatever you're putting out there is what you're going to receive.
Yeah.
That's so fucking, that's so real. Even though the other night I was at Westside and everybody bombed and the comedians were so funny. And I was like, you guys are all fucking wrong. But guess what?
Sometimes that room's hard.
Oh my God, Greg Fitzsimmons. He was so funny.
He's so funny.
He's so funny. And everybody was just like, I'm like, you guys are all fucking wrong. And he is giving it to
but
you.
But what is up with them? Is it because they're like Santa Monica whites?
Yeah, I think it's because they're Santa Monica whites.
It's giving like, we have more money.
It is. I'm like, yeah, of course you have more money. We're comedians. Anybody has more money
we're
than
clowns.
Us.
Are you here to have fun or are you here to just like have a couple beers and judge us?
I know.
Because that's how it feels.
It literally is how it feels. I know.
Why?
Losers, dude.
Yeah.
Losers.
They are losers.
They're fucking losers.
Not us coming for the clientele. I know. West Side Comedy Theater.
Not us coming for the people that fucking pay to see. Well, why do we pay to see a show and then whatever? But yeah, it's like putting out, yeah, that energy is like, but then it's like, you know, with that being said, it's like, even if you do, you know, put out that like kind of positive energy and even if it's not reciprocated, if you're fucking solid enough in your own foundation, it doesn't rock you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's all
and it's
internal.
Also kind of like you do, it's weird because in comedy, you're kind of an alchemist, right? Because you're taking things that are sometimes painful and you're changing it into something that's funny.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of times. True. And so if you can do that with comedy, then you can do that with the ways that you, your thought patterns are too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like you can alchemize. Is that a word?
Alchemize. Yeah. Is that even a word? I don't know.
I don't know, but that seemed good.
Yeah, it does. It seems
just yeah. We're getting deep and I don't know the words.
Who does?
And that's on Shank, sweetie.
It doesn't matter. Words don't. None of it matters. None of it's real. It's just we all made it up. We all made it. Isn't that weird? We just made all of it up.
Like,
language. Just made it up. Mm-hmm. It's not really real.
Are you tripping out on reality?
I'm tripping out on reality, too. None of it's real.
None of it's real?
No.
Do you think about dying?
All the time.
Same.
Every day.
Me, too.
I go, please, God, please.
No. 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 No.
No.
This is the thing.
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm just like, I would be pissed if I died and I had shit I needed to do.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that?
I guess. I don't know what I need to do.
But that's okay. You just have to like feel your way through it, right?
Would I be bummed if something happened really quickly? No.
No. No, Gabby, we need you here.
If it was like a slow death, I'd be bummed. But if it was just like I'm walking across the street, truck.
Semi?
Nope, later.
Semi?
Yeah, man. Fuck it. I'm not trying
you
to.
You don't want
to
go out by
I don't
a
know
semi.
If I'm trying to
don't
summon
that
energy.
Don't
yeah.
put that out. The pendulum's shaking its head. I talked to it and
thank
I was
you.
Like.
She's like, the pendulum's like, get me off of this bitch's body.
It just pops off.
Yeah. Get me out of here.
And starts like spinning by itself.
I know. It's like, I'm not going into that semi with you, bitch.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any new tattoos?
I got one on my leg.
What is it of?
It's a fucking dog head.
Is it cute?
Yeah, it's cute. It's like a traditional.
How'd you pick it? You're like, dog.
It's a wolf. I was like, that's cute.
Are you out of space yet?
No. I have so much room.
There's always space.
There's unfortunately always space until there's not anymore. But I have a lot of leg room.
You do?
Yeah. And once you start, you can't fucking stop. You gotta fill it all.
Does it make you feel good when you get them, though? Like, afterward, if you really like it? Or do you just feel the same just with the tattoo?
I will say that, like, I like the way that I look with them. I look back at pictures of myself without tattoos, and I like the look more.
I like the look, too.
I do, too. And I know that people, like, have a lot to fucking say about that because people hate women with tattoos. But I like the way they look. I like
the art.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. So it does make me feel good, like, to see myself, like, in them. I like the way they look. I think they're cool.
That's how I felt after I got this one. I was like, yeah, now I have some character.
Now I've got some shit. Yeah.
Like, it feels like it fit my personality more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So otherwise, you feel like you're, like, you present as being basic.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it's, you know, like, now it's, like, more rare to not have any. I really like the way they look. I like the way that heavily tattooed people look. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's interesting to me.
And I love guys with tattoos.
I do too.
Like, I don't think I could hook up with a guy without tattoos now.
That's like a deal breaker. Me too. It's like, that's all I'd go for.
Right.
And it's like, I know that that guys with tattoos like
girls with tattoos.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I don't know. I think it's more common to like guys with tattoos than it is for guys to be like, I like tatted girls. I don't think that guys give a fuck about that.
I think some guys really think that it's hot and like fetishize it.
I think some guys do, but it's definitely more of like a women fetishizing, like
men
type thing. I don't think it's as common because I think like for women, like biologically, it's like we want to look like pure. And so when you get fucking, you know, yatted up, people are like, she destroyed herself with tattoo, you know? I would get comments like that all the time on my shit, like, such a pretty girl ruining her skin. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You wanna know where my skin's gonna fucking end up at the end of the day? Fucking rotting.
And why do people care?
Who gives a fuck?
Why do people care if I wanna put something on my body? Like, I'm supposed to get a grill today. I told my mom she was not happy. I was like, it's not even permanent. You can take it off.
Yeah, they hate it.
It's just the look. I just don't even tell me. Just don't even tell me.
That's so funny.
And I was like, Mom, I'm gonna come in with gold fangs. Yeah. Just giving you a heads up.
Oh, people lose their shit over that kind of stuff. When I had the gems all over my teeth, people were just like, what the fuck?
did everyone say stuff?
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. Like, especially online, people would just be like, ew, her teeth, so gross, so cheap looking. And it's just like, shut up.
But it feels like when I do stuff like that, it adds to my personality.
Yeah, I like shit. Like
I feel
that.
Like I'm more myself. And same with like getting dressed and stuff.
It's exactly the same shit. When you do your hair, when you do your makeup, it's just all expression, self-expression.
Yeah. Let me express myself how I fucking want. That's why do people care how women express themselves?
It's literally that.
They're like, if you cut your hair short, they're like, why did you do that?
I know.
If you shave your head, it's like, why did you do that? If you gain 5 pounds, if you lose 5 pounds, there's like,
Botox,
you can't
you
win.
Wear my, yeah, I know. It's everything is under a microscope.
You look old. And then if you get the Botox, why isn't your forehead moving?
I know.
Because I got Botox because you called me old a week ago,
it's
bitch.
It's literally that.
It's that.
It's literally that. Yeah. It's that. And
it's like, and like,
just be secure with the way that you look. Well, you know what?
And then
would.
The next one's like,
if I lived in a fucking tribe in Africa, that's the only way. Because guess what? Like, when you live in a westernized culture, everything is so just like under a microscope.
Well, also, we're in LA and we're in entertainment, so it's extra.
Extra, extra. Yeah.
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 But it's like, don't you want your performers to be interesting and cool and fun? Like, no one wants a basic ass person. Like I see these tattoos, I go, I want to hear this bitch's stories.
Right. It's like,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to hear what you have to say.
It makes you more memorable. It's like, it just is how it is. It's like, if you dress a certain way, if you look a certain way, it makes you more memorable as a performer.
Right.
It's just, It is what it is.
Yeah.
Just is what it is.
Or you could just be a male comic and wear a bomber jacket and jeans.
Yeah. And then everybody, you get on stage, everybody's like, yeah!
Again!
Yeah.
Encore!
Bring more of them!
You're the man! You're the chanting.
Yeah.
It's yeah. like, you're like,
fuck your wife! Fuck your wife!
That's what it is.
Yeah, literally.
And then the women come on stage, everyone's like, huh.
Yeah. Hmm. She talked about her pussy too much.
Yeah, she did.
She mentioned it once.
You can't talk about your vagina even though you have one and that's part of your life and your story.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a man, you can talk about your dick.
Yeah, but no, it's because we can't. Because it's all we talk about if we... That's what they think.
That's what they think.
Yeah. It's so funny. I had a bit that was posted the other day. And this girl commented on it. And she was like, I love Gabby, but this is really unoriginal. And I'm like,
no.
I'm not even online right now. I have somebody running my account, but still? I saw that. Yeah, I had to get offline.
Is that helpful?
It is. I'm like, not online.
That's good.
Not.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're following me, guess what? It's not me.
How long are you planning on doing that for?
Right now, 30 days. I'm like supposed to get back on. My 30 days is up October 10th, but I'm going to see how I feel then and probably keep it going until I'm like out of the darkness.
I think I'd like that. Someone to run my social media for me.
It helps. I'm just trying to get more present in my fucking life, dude. And like when I'm online, I'm spiraling. And I get addicted immediately.
And you get addicted to what other people are doing.
I do.
And it's like, who cares what they're doing?
It's so nice not knowing what the fuck is going on. It's so nice. I have no idea.
There's no comparing. There's no...
That's why I've been able to meditate for an hour. Because I have nowhere to go afterwards. I can't just be like...
But okay, so if you're doing that and you're meditating for an hour every day, you're going to really start seeing like positive change, even if it doesn't feel like it's happening overnight. You know what I mean? It's like you take a half a step to the left and then you take another half the step. And then before you know it, you've walked half a circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have to remember that like, yeah, shit doesn't happen overnight. We don't get better overnight. We don't
And we have good days and bad days.
Yeah, exactly.
And if especially if it's like coming off the heels of a relationship, that shit takes time.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah, it's just like...
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, life. Healing from things in life takes
time. Healing from things in life just fucking take time, dude.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I'm like reprocessing, like, you know, friendships that I've had. Like, just like my own behavior. I was thinking about just like an ex of mine that I was like particularly fucking horrible to. He's been on my mind a lot because I was just like, I was a nasty partner to him in a lot of ways to when a guy I dated a couple of years ago. And like we had our problems. Like he had his own shit, I had my own shit, but like I was just like, I look back and I'm like, I was fucking nasty, dude. And I feel terrible about it. I feel terrible about how I like treated him, about like how I conducted myself in the relationship. And I'm like just reprocessing all of this shit and looking at my own behaviors and being like, this is not like whatever, you know, even if he wasn't like, even if he had his own things going on, like I responded to him just like with like the worst parts of myself.
Right. And like sometimes we think that we've been working on ourselves and then we get into a relationship and that's where you see like shit really starts to come up.
Oh, totally. Because it totally does.
Mirroring like the other person.
Yeah.
Too, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like if you're ending up in a relationship with somebody, there's like a vibrational connection and you guys ended up together for a reason.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to have some type of interaction for some period of time.
Yeah.
And it can be for transformation and sometimes it's for longer. Totally. You know what I mean?
Totally. Super. Yeah, dude. They're all transformative.
Yeah. You learn so much. I learned so much about what I don't want. I'm like, yeah.
I've learned a
don't
lot.
Don't want anyone who's into crypto. Who's addicted to crypto.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like the particular ex that I've been thinking of, I saw him actually yesterday walking around with his new girlfriend and I was just like,
oh damn.
No, it was good. I was like, thank God. Like I was so heinous to him and it was like cute to see him like with somebody.
Did you say hi?
No.
Glad you moved on. Sorry. I was a dick.
It was I know. But we broke up a year and a half. Like we broke up a while ago and I was just like, but I'm like glad that he's like fucking.
Well, it's always good to see people find like someone again.
Yeah.
It's like hopeful. You know what I mean? Because it's like we forget. We get so like when you get caught up on someone, you tend to think they're the only person in the world that you can like be with.
I've been through that so many times.
So many times. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like in love with somebody else and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I literally like I live in the neighborhood with like two of my exes. And another one, I see him all the time now. And every time I see him, we talk. And it's, like, totally fine. But I was so fucked up over him. That was years ago.
I see one of my exes and I'm like, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just think, like, the older you get, the more you're like, okay, like, you're not supposed to necessarily be with the same person for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I hesitate to even say we're out with shit. Yeah, whatever.
Fuck it.
Yeah. No, I'm like very much. No, I don't know. I'm like, I don't want.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's our podcast. Where can people find you?
You can find me on my social media that I'm not on. Gabby Lammy. I'll be back on probably eventually. Who knows? I don't give a fuck. Gabby Lammy, Instagram, GABBYLAMBY.
Subscribe to your podcast. What's it called?
Tea Time.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
Yeah, find us on there.
Yep. And thank you guys. This comes out Wednesday. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Literally nothing to promote.
Okay. So I'm going to be at Skankfest this weekend. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week on Shank. Make sure to subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineChank. And you can find me here every week on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.